Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Today is day 54 of a 60-day session for Nebraska state senators. They're down to just 6 days remaining. Well, one of the things before state senators is a budget, and specifically, how are we going to help our neighbors with the COVID-19? But after several hours of debate spanning 2 days, lawmaker gave second round approval on July 28th to two bills comprising the Appropriations Committee adjustment proposal to the state's $9.4 billion budget. I know you and I all feel like that's a lot of money. The state budget is structured on a two-year basis, with the budget enacted during legislative sessions held in odd-numbered years. Adjustments are made during sessions held in even-numbered years. Constitutionally, Nebraska must balance our budget. LB 1008, introduced by Speaker Jim Scheer of Norfolk at the request of Governor Pete Ricketts, is the mainline budget bill. The bill will adjust appropriations for state operations, aid, and construction programs in the current and next fiscal year. Senator John Stinner of Gearing, who also serves as the chairperson of the Appropriations Committee, said the committee's changes adopted during the first round of debate would restore the state's cash reserve, control state spending growth, and attain a structural balance between revenue and spending. Combining several bills, they did so in order to address the damage from the 2019 floods, which included $55.2 million. I encourage you to pray for our state senators as they conclude this session, to have God's wisdom as they conduct the business for the state of Nebraska. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues that impact your family, freedom, and life.